You're now listening to 17, a podcast by Emily Chapp.
Sunday the 20th of September, 2015. I don't know if it was the weed or the alcohol, but I could have sworn when I glanced out the window and saw how dangerously fast we were speeding on winding roads, I was so ready to die in that moment. So this one's a month on from the last one. Now, the rational part of a teenager's brain isn't fully developed and won't be until age 25. Teens process information with the amygdala. This is the emotional part. In a teenager's brain, the connections between the emotional part of the brain and the decision-making center are still developing, and not necessarily at the same rate. That's why when teens experience overwhelming emotional input, they can't explain later what they were thinking. They weren't thinking as much as they were feeling. And this diary entry is what I would label a perfect example of an under 25-year-old feeling something. At that age, drinking's cool, and drugs are even cooler. Mix those with an underdeveloped brain that can barely even think for itself yet, and you've got this diary entry. I remember what was happening in this moment. The boy I had slaved over to forget for almost a year kissed me, one night, just like he used to. The drunk driver in charge of the vehicle was speeding down winding rural roads, and the only thing I cared about was that I was in it, because he was. He sat next to me in the car and put his hand on my leg, and the feeling overwhelmed me, and any sort of rationale went out the window at 120 kilometers an hour. Being with him was more important than the rest of my life, and all he did was kiss me. Frank Ocean once said, "Drugs make soft minds think weak thoughts." 17, a podcast by Emily Japp.